Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk Boys Wrestling Coach Jake Brown as we preview the upcoming season. And Coach, your season opener is still a little ways away next week, Thursday at Dallas Center Grimes in Duel. But just how have things been going in the offseason and the preseason here?
You know, things have been going pretty good, especially since the start of the season. You know, it's a much... The past couple of years, the talk has been just the group we've had, a lot of returners, a lot of guys that have, you know, gone to the state tournament, done all that. And this last year, we had 8 seniors graduate that all at some point were state qualifiers. So it's a pretty new group, and definitely a new group of leaders that are in the room. And so far, it's just kind of been, you know, our focus has just kind of been about getting better each day and trying to build a culture and you know, guys that, you know, when it's time to work hard, we're working hard, but trying to find some enjoyment in being in the room and just being a part of the program. So I think we've had a really good balance of that so far, and it's been pretty fun so far. We're getting a little better, and we're doing a good job of having a good time while doing it.
Okay. I'll just take a quick look back at last year. I know you said 8 guys went to the state tournament. You had a couple place winners in Colton Borcherning Johnson and Dominic Tigner that had been in the program a long time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Colton didn't get what he wanted. He came in there trying to be a state champion, but still get him and Dom had been a lot of times was a match away from making the podium, and so just sending those two off with that was great. And you know, we just had a really good senior class. Like I said, 8 guys had all been to the state tournament. So yeah, I mean, it was a good season last year. I think we were 21-5 in duels and fell a little short of our goal of making state duels, but overall, it was a really fun year, and trying to you know, replicate that same kind of success this year.
So some of the younger guys that are getting their shot this year, what kind of things did they see from last year's senior class? What can they take from that senior class and learn from?
Just how to be a competitor, I guess, you know, kind of when you step into a newer role, whether it's you've already been a starter before or if it's just like it's your turn to kind of step up to be a leader, not only in the room, but just like the way you compete and getting big wins. They've been around those guys, and they've seen how those guys, how they compete and how they held themselves, and just knowing how to win, I guess, and be a successful competitor. I hope they took that from that group. So, you know, TBD to see if those guys, but we'll do that. But I feel pretty good about some of those guys, stepping up to do that.
Who are some of your returning state qualifiers from last year, and where will they be wrestling this year?
We got Asaya Martinez was a qualifier last year at 113. And, you know, he was, like I said, we had a pretty competitive team last year. Kind of coming into the year, we knew where we wanted everybody to be at and to make the puzzle as perfect as we possibly could. So he was kind of sucking down some weight down to 113, but he's all the way up to 132 this year, and he's... You know, we're focusing less on weight cutting with him and more just about just getting better at wrestling, and we're hoping just eating will make him feel a little better too as he competes and practices every day. So him, and then up one weight class at 138 will be Maddox Ward, who qualified, had a really good district tournament to get through, and he's a guy who's we're hoping. Well, Asaya too. Asaya's big goal is, I mean, to get on the podium. He went to state last year, won a couple matches, was right there with the best guys. His goal is absolutely to be on the stand, and same with Maddox Ward. Maddox is a guy who I think took a big step in his maturity physically and honestly just as a competitor and mentally. So hope to see those results at him too. And then Victor Esparza at 190 will be another returner for us. He went 3-2 last year, lost in overtime to make the quarterfinals at state, and then lost by 1 point in the blood round to place at state. So he had a good off season. He went to qualify for Fargo for the national freestyle tournament, and he actually fell in the blood round there, but won 5 matches against, you know, the nation's best kids. And so expectations are high for him from us and for himself. So I think he comes in ranked top 5 or top 4, and I think his goal is to do a little better than that. So we're hoping for big things from him.
All right, and then who are some of the other guys in the lineup that have kind of wrapped up their spots and are penciled in, and what weights are they at? And then maybe where are some really good battles still going on, maybe some spots that aren't quite decided yet?
Yeah, I mean, we have a wrestle off this Saturday after right after Thanksgiving, so you know nothing's too set in stone, but you got a pretty good idea normally just from experienced guys coming back and what you've seen in the room. But Gabe Kalunga, or 106 pounders, returning. He was his first year wrestling last year, and he's just a very naturally athletic and strong kid, and was just kind of learning how to wrestle last year, and he spent a lot of time practicing and doing stuff this off season. So really excited to see the growth with him when he competes this year. I think he's going to be one of definitely our most improved guys this year. Troy Finnegan, he's going to be 126 or 120. He's a kid who was in and out of the starting lineup last year, had a few big wins for us and some dual meets and stuff, but he's a kid who's wrestled, probably been wrestling 3 or 4 days a week for the past year. So excited to see what he can do this year. Cale Wadley, he was, I think, he's a 30-match winner last year for us. So he's proven it. He's beat the guys. There was guys at the state tournament last year at his weight that, you know, were winning matches there. And they're all guys that he's, you know, he's beat before and honestly beat a few of those guys pretty soundly last year. So with him, it's just about putting it together at the right time and getting him through the state tournament and go let it fly when he gets there. Blake Stanford will be another guy. He was a starter for us last year, fell a match short of the state tournament. He's put a lot of time into, so excited to see where he's at. You know, there's a few other guys that I think could be favorites to be spots. Andrew Newberg, a kid who's been around the program for a few years now. He's an athletic kid. Excited to see what he can do. Maxim Rooney-Kozak, Ben Madol, some of those guys in the 165-pound range. That just both kind of different kids. Maxim's a really strong and athletic kid, and Ben Madol is a kid really tall and lanky and has put a lot of time into to become better as a wrestler. And then Isaac Jensen at 175 for us, probably he's a kid if he's healthy this year, and he's got to be healthy. He's not really competed much the past 2 years because he broke his back actually at a summer camp, and he's a kid who's going to be a name that people find out who he is pretty quick. I see him being a guy who's finds himself in the rankings and being at the state tournament for sure if things continue the way they are for him. Then Luke Pollin at 215. He's a younger guy for us and probably up a weight from what he would want to be with just Victor being around, but he's a very talented wrestler, hard worker, and he's really technical. So I think he'll do just fine at 215, even if he's undersized, just because he knows a lot more than a lot of those guys. And we'll have a little heavyweight battle with Holden, Brian Gutierrez and Ryan Fitzpatrick, a couple of football players that are both still kind of newer to the sport and the program, but came out because they want to get better at football, and they know being in the wrestling room is a good place to do that. And so excited to see which one of those guys emerges there and just keep getting better every day.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Sounds like you got a lot of good guys in the room. Our expectations, I know you said it's going to be a younger team this year, but expectations still pretty high as far as what you can get done in duels and then some of those Saturday tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, it's very cliche, but I'm really trying to focus and also want the group to kind of focus on just effort, honestly, and I think that can take you a long way. Not focus on results, but if the effort's there, you know, the results normally start to show up with that. So we're kind of taking it day by day of just results and trying to peak at the right time. So we're excited to see where we're at come end the beginning of February and end of February with this group with that. So I really don't know what the expectations are with this group. It's a much different team than I've pretty much had for the past 3 years. We got a lot of experience last year. So I mean, at the end of the day though, for sure the goal is always to win as many big duels as we can. That's what we want to do, and qualify for the regional duels and, you know, try to win some matches there and get as many guys to the state tournament as we possibly can. Those will always be goals of our program, though.
All right. It sounds like, yeah, kind of a set some of those goals as you go and find out what you have. But the opener, Thursday, December 4th at DCG, a duel. How much are you and the guys looking forward to getting out there and competing?
Yeah, I'm really just excited to watch this group, just how they handle that first duel, because you'll find out a lot against Dallas Center Grimes on December 4th because of where we are and where we need to be, because they are going to be a very good team this year. They'll be a team that, you'll watch steadily climb up in the rankings, I'm guessing. So we're going to have a lot to, we'll find out a lot about where we're at, where we need to be. So there's no better time to find out than just to face a good team like that.
All right, that's been Norwalk Boys Wrestling Coach Jake Brown. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck to you out there this season.
Awesome. Thank you.